Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.37, it's good morning to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Only one place to start, and that is Rugby World Cup fever is going to be just up another little bar, a little notch this coming week. We, of course, face New Zealand next Saturday in the quarterfinals, and that comes after the victory over Scotland at the weekend. We'll get an update on the health and fitness of the squad later this morning, but it looks like at this stage what we're hearing is that may have come up at a cost for some, that win over Scotland at the weekend. Strong rumours and speculation that James Ryan might have broken his hand. That is the word coming from Paris, been reported widely in the French media and also in a couple of Irish newspapers as well. Keith Earls, Robbie Henshaw have hamstring issues. Mack Hansen recovering from a calf problem. And James Lowe has an eye injury. He got poked in the eye and I have to say it looked very, very sore at the weekend when he was sitting on the bench after he was taken off. But you'd expect him to make a full recovery in time for that game. Let's hear from the New Zealand coach Ian Foster. This is very interesting actually. He says he's very excited about the prospect of facing the Irish, but he's been cranking up the pressure a little. He's suggesting that Irish players probably feel this is their moment for World Cup glory. He's also been talking about his assistant Joe Schmidt. Joe, of course, coached Ireland for 6 years. Great success. 3 Six Nation titles there as well. And he admitted that he's been tapping into Joe's knowledge about the Irish players.
Oh, look, it's been great having, he's, to be fair, Joe, it's, he's an All Black coach and he's very much, his mindset is about, as is mine, it's about, what we do well and making sure we nail that. It's not so much a matter of sort of micro-analysing them to the 10th degree that we get hung up and dampen our own game a little bit, so... And he's brought a lot of focus on our game, making sure we get our game right. But he knows the Irish well, and clearly he does. But that's information that we've been tapping into, I guess, the last 12 months, and getting his nous and how we refine how we play. So that's really our number one mindset, to be honest. Oh, no, they've definitely evolved their game too. I think they've. I won't go into too many details, but they haven't achieved what they've achieved by standing still. And you look at their record, I mean, we were the last team to beat them at Eden Park, and since then they've had a great record. I mean, they'll be looking at that consecutive wins, and they've earned that. So there's no doubt that they've evolved their game. They've got a group of players that's probably at... This is probably their moment. If they're ever going to win a World Cup, they'll probably feel like it's now. And we've got some players, and as a team, we're kind of in the same mode. And so, pretty exciting.
Yeah, aren't we all excited about that one? More on the big game in the next hour here on the programme. Big shock last night as Portugal beat Fiji 24-23. That losing bonus point helping Fiji squeeze through to the quarterfinals at the expense, of course, of Australia. They'll meet England in the last 8 of the weekend. Argentina overcame Japan 39-27, so that sets up a meeting against Wales in the knockout stages. St. Patrick's Athletic booked a place in the Sports Direct FAI Cup final after a 2-0 win against Cork City. Mark Doyle and Conor Carty with the goals. They'll meet Bohemians in the decider. Mike McCartney's been speaking with Mark Doyle, who got that all-important first goal.
2 weeks in a row, it just fell to me in a good position. Same as last week, just trying to get across the defender, and thankfully it fell on my foot this time and went in, yeah, delighted.
Now, at the other end of the field, you were under pressure and then the ball just broke, it came down your way. It was a turning point, was it?
Yeah, I think the first goal in a game like this is huge. And then obviously the second goal, then you just have to defend. But we probably would have liked to have more attacks in the second half, but when you have the lead, you have to just hold on to it as first priority.
Now, both teams know each other very, very well, so a lot of people thought it would be a game of cat and mouse, but it wasn't that at all.
No, I think, you played each other 4 times in this league, and obviously we were here last week, so we knew each other well, but thankfully I think we didn't play as well as we would have liked last week, and I think we're a little bit better today still, probably not our best, but sometimes, it doesn't really matter.
An All-Dublin FAI Cup final. A chance to have a go at both.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I can't wait. I just remember watching the final in 2021. So obviously I wasn't here, but watching that just gives you the appetite to to playing it yourself, so I can't wait.
Yeah, great noises there behind Mark Doyle. A great crowd as well on Saturday in the Galway Bows match. And let's hope there's a great atmosphere and a great game, a great contest in the final when it takes place next month. Arsenal beat Manchester City 1-0 in the Premier League. Gabriel Martinelli with the winner there in the 86th minute. Not a great game, this one, to be honest, but I think Arsenal full value for the victory there. Brighton and Liverpool played out a 2-2 draw. West Ham and Newcastle, they also drew 2 apiece. And it ended Wolves 1, Aston Villa 1. Leona Maguire tied 7th at the Ascent event on the LPGA Tour. Kelvin Kiptum has set a new world record in the men's marathon. The Kenyan, who was 23, finished the Chicago race in a time of 2 hours 35 seconds. The previous best, recorded by Eliud Kipchoge, was 2 hours 1 minute and 9 seconds. So a big drop there, and it looks like it's only a matter of time before they break the 2 hour mark, those marathon runners. The drivers' champion, finally, Max Verstappen won the Qatar Grand Prix.